The people of Israel had been given orders to set out for the Promised Land after a long halt in the desert of Sinai. The silver trumpet sounded, and the tribes left the camp in the order given by God. As the Levites, carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, moved off, Moses stood up and said, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered." And when the Ark came to rest, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel." The Israelites traveled for 3 days, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord going before them, and the cloud accompanying them, until they reached the desert of Paran. Now Moses' brother-in-law, Hobab, son of Jethro the Midianite, was with them. Hobab knew the desert well, so Moses asked him to accompany them to Canaan, as he could guide them on their way. "We are setting out for the place the Lord has sworn to give us," said Moses. "Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel." At first Hobab was unwilling. "No, I will not go," he answered. "I am going back to my own land and my own people." Moses insisted. "Please do not leave us," he said. "You know where we should camp in the desert, so you can be our guide. If you come, we will share with you whatever good things the Lord gives us." So Hobab stayed with them. The Israelites camped in the desert of Paran, according to the Lord's command, and the Levites set up the tabernacle and put into place the sacred furniture. But hardly had the people pitched their tents than they began to complain. They grumbled about their hardships in the desert and groaned before the Lord. God was angry, and fire broke out, burning some of the outskirts of the camp. The Israelites cried out to Moses, who prayed to the Lord for them, and the fire died down. They called the place Taberah, which means burning, because fire from the Lord had burnt among them. The people, however, did not heed the warning. The mixed multitude that had come out of Egypt with the Israelites began to complain about the food. The Lord continued to provide the people with manna, which they gathered each morning and cooked in different ways. But they were tired of it and began to grumble. Soon all the Israelites were complaining among themselves. "If only we had meat to eat," they cried. "We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, the cucumbers, melons, leeks, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna." The food they were complaining about was good to eat and nourishing. It was white like coriander seed and tasted like something made with fresh oil. When ground in a handmill or crushed in a mortar, it was cooked in pots or made into cakes. But the people had grown weary of life in the desert and the food God so faithfully provided, even though they knew that they would soon reach their destination, a land flowing with milk and honey that God was giving them as a possession. The Israelites had been told that Canaan was a fertile country with flourishing cities, fields, vineyards, and olive groves. When Moses heard the people wailing and complaining as they stood at the entrance to their tents, he was very troubled. He knew the Lord would be angry at their ingratitude and might punish them. God had manifested his sovereign power and his love for Israel when he took them out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He had struck the Egyptians but spared the Israelites, and the manna he gave them each day kept them alive and in good health. Without it, they would have starved in the desert. But the people seemed to have no fear of God. They were ungrateful, rebellious, always complaining, and Moses was discouraged. Next episode, God's answer.